We are learning Masechta Ksuvos Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting by the two dots on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, 5-6 lines from the bottom. I'm Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Rav Yehuda Mashmul says a memory like this: Hamachlev Paro Bechamar. If two people they are switching a Paro Bechamar, and the halacha is once, let's say the donkey owner makes a kinyan on the cow, automatically the donkey belongs to the other fellow. Just by him making a kinyan on that, it's chalipin, it works that the other one will kinyan the chamar. So a machlev paro v'chamar, you're switching a cow for a donkey, a mashach bala chamar is a paro. And the bala chamar made a mashicha on the paro, and the chamar is sitting in his house. But now, automatically, when he makes the mashicha on the paro, he's kinyan the paro, automatically the chamar now belongs to the bala paro, belongs to the original cow owner. Blahispik bala paro limshish chamar, and the bala paro waited a few hours, and time he got to the chamar, the chamar was dead. Achemei sachamar. And the shaila is, when did it die? Did it die after it belonged to the balapara? Or it never went to the balapara? It died before the balapara even got it. Before the balachamar made a mashicha on the para, it died already. So when it died? When did it die? It died in the original owner's rishus or in the new owner's rishus. So halacha is, al balachamar lohavi raya. The balachamar has to bring a raya. Shoyecha moire kayam shas mashicha zapara. The balachamar has to bring a raya that it was Kayam Vashas Mashicha Saparo. He has to bring the raya that it was Kayam, even though it maybe happened the latest time possible and it happened in the Balaparo's Rishos. But we're saying, no, the Balachamar is bringing a raya that he delivered that paro, that chamar alive to the Balaparo. And he says, I have a raya to my halacha. The Tana Tuna Kala, and the raya is the Mishnah of Kala. So Gemara now is going to go through a few different choices to try to figure out what's the raya from Kala, and they're all very not clear and very not pashut. So hey Kala, which aloha Kala being a raya from? Ilema Kala b'vesavia. So maybe you're being a raya from the aloha. So if you find a mum b'vesavia, the aloha in our Mishnah is that you have to, that the av has to bring a raya. That means you found the mum after Erisin. We say al ha av lahavi raya, which means we say that the cheskas mamoin wins over. So you see from there that you don't collect mamoin misafik. You don't collect mamoin misafik. And here also the same thing. The bala chamar is taking the para away from the original owner. Like Tosis speaks out, it's like a marikama here. There's a marikama here, which means the para is the mukh. The bala para is the mukhsig on the para. You want to take it away from him by claiming, I gave you a chamar. So you have to bring that raya. Because the Baal Parah will say, what do you mean? The chamar is dead. You never gave me anything, and therefore you don't get my parah. So just like in our Mishnah, you go bust the cheskes mamon. Here also, and the husband holds on to his money of the ksuba. Here also, the Baal Parah holds on to his cheskes mamon on the parah. And that's the raya, the Baal Chamar have a raya. So ilay mekalom, mekalom vesavio, that the raya is mekalom vesavio, where you say, the burden of proof is on the Aviv to take out the money, me dummy. It's not dimin. Hosom maisi av raya mapik. Hocho maisi balak mo raya make him. He says, you're right that he's a marikama. But maisi, who's holding on to the para right now? The balak hamar is holding on to the para. He made a mashicha. See, he's a shtikla muchsik. It's not a dimin. In the Mishnah, the money is being held on to by the husband. The husband holds on to his own money. The av never collected the money. Mashainki by para. The Baal Chamar already made a mashicha on the para. He's holding on to the para already. If he's holding on to the para already, so he is the muchzik. So where is the raya to this halacha that the Baal Chamar has to bring a raya that the Chamar was alive? B'shas mashicha is a para. Why is the raya from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that Kevi Maitzimon, here you're only holding on to the para already. So Omab Abba, I'll tell you the raya is. Kala Ves Chameha. The second part of the Mishnah is the raya. That the Kala beveis chameha, that if the Kala developed, we found the mum after she was married already, after Nasun already, what do we say? We say, you might see the mumun, and the husband has to bring the raya. So what do you see? You see, even to be machzik, you have to bring a raya. You see, the husband's holding on to his money, and still, even to be hold on to this thing, he has to bring a raya. See, here also, to hold on to the para, you have to bring a raya. Just like there, to hold on to your own money, you have to bring a raya. Here also, to hold on to the para, you have to bring a raya. That's what I was trying to say. That's the raya from our Mishnah. But he wants to know that. Katle dummy. Hosom bal maisi raya, mara le cheskudav. There, the Baal, by our Mishnah, the Baal is being a Raya, and he's being to marry the Mechazka Da'av. Because there the Chazaka says that the happened later, so therefore the husband has to be a Raya, because the Chazaka can negate him. The Chazaka says Chesa Guf, that the mum developed later, and he has to be a Raya can negate that. So we understand why he has to be a Raya. Why Chesa Guf is supporting the wife's family. Haka, Balak Amar, Maisi Raya, Umukim Chazaka B'yodet. But here, the Balak Amar is in the, here the Balak Amar is in the, has a Chazaka for him. Here the Balak Amar, the Chazaka says that the Chamar stayed alive. So here, who said he has to bring a Raya? Here the Chazaka is on his side. Here, like Rashi says, Av Chesed Guf Meyapes Koichoi. Shukutoy Mehemen Has Chamar V'Shas Meshicha Chaskosa Akademes V'Chesed Chayit HaMidenu. It's alive. Which is Baal Paramez. V'Lom Atav Chikra. Why need a Raya? It's not a Raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the Chesed Guf is going to connect the Baal. That's what's being a Raya. Here, the Chesed Guf is sticking up for the Baal Chamar. So why is that? It's not a Raya. It's not a Raya from the Mishnah. It has to be a Raya. So Om Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Okay, so I'll try another thing. I'll tell you the Rayas. Kala Vesavia of the Kedushin. In our Mishnah, unless in the Reisha by Erisin, there we want to bring. We're saying that you have to bring the father has to bring a Raya. The mum developed now. So Erin Kanami there, we understand he has to bring a Raya because he's trying to be Maitzi Mamun, and therefore it's not a Raya to our case here. But there's another Nakuda there. That there also there's money from Kedushin. The Isha received money for Kedushin. Now that money she's holding on to. That money she also wants to hold on to and not give it back. And on that we're saying that even though she's holding on to it, she still has to bring a Raya. The father's family still has to bring a Raya. The Isha still has to bring a Raya. The money developed now. They shouldn't have to give back the money of Kedushin. That money of Kedushin is similar to the Baal HaChamar who made a Mashiach on the par already. They're trying to hold on to what they have. Omrach Yitzchak, Kalavis via the Kedushin. Kalavis via and for the Kedushin. But loitem, and don't say, Aliba de man yam Kedushin lava tevunit nu. There's a machlokes in the second Baal Basra. If Kedushin la tevunit nu, Kedushin lava tevunit nu. What does that mean? That means in a regular case, not this case, a different case, where a chosan gives his wife Kedushin, and then he dies. Do you have to give back the Kedushin or not? On one hand, you say, I gave you the Kedushin. On the other hand, you say that the Kedushin was only given in order to have a suin. Since he died, you have to give back the Kedushin. So there's machlokes. Kedushin tevuninu means that it's given as a matana. Lava tevuninu means it has to be given back. So v'loy teima alibi the matana kedushin lava tevuninu. This whole shaila, if you keep the kedushin or not, is according to my yom holds that it wasn't given for keeps. And here you're trying to make a mechatayis. Therefore, you have to give back. El afilu man the yom kedushin lava tevuninu. Even if you hold that when the chasan dies, you keep the kedushin. Hanim mila kedushin vad. It's only when the kedushin was a good kedushin. Av kedushin tayis like this case. He might see raya in eloy loy. Bring a raya yes. If not, not. So what's the Raya? Our Mishnah says that the father has to bring a Raya that the mum developed later in order to keep the money of a Kedushin. And that's similar to the Baal HaChamar bring a Raya that he could keep the Para and the Chamar died later. And it's a good Raya. You see, you have to bring a Raya. Even though you're holding on to something, but to win over the Mari Kama, you have to bring a Raya. Meisvim, that's your Akash on this. It says in a Mishnah in Chulin, Basic crisis is one of the stomachs, between two of the stomachs, the hemsis and the keres. There's something called basic crisis. It looks like a kais and it has a lot of layers. And if a needle goes through and through, has a hole in it, it's a trefa. The behemoth is considered a trefa and you can't eat it. So you found, after you shechted, you found the machat, shenimtzes ba'ivir basic crisis. You found the machat that was in the thick part of the walls. Mitzad echad. What? A needle. Found a needle in the basic crisis. If it's only from one side, jutting out from one side, it's kosher. Mishnah told him trefa. If it went through and through from both sides, it's trefa. Nimtzal la karadam. Now you don't know when this happened. Did it happen after the shechita or before? So nimtzal la karadam. If you found some blood on the needle, be a duah shul fei shechita. You know this happened before shechita and it's a trefa. Lo nimtzal la karadam. There's no dam on this. Be a duah shul lacha shechita. Happened after the shechita. Hugla pia maka. If the place where the needle went through, there's a scab over it. Already happened 3 days before Shechita. Loi hugle piyamaka. If it wasn't hugle piyamaka, then you don't know when it happened. So therefore, you bought this behemah. If you bought this behemah 2 days before the Shechita, and you find that it was huglat, it has a scab. So you go back to the seller and you say, you know what, this was a trefa before you sold it to me. It's a mekachtoz. But if there's no scab, you don't know exactly when this happened. Before 2 days, or after 2 days, you're not sure. So, halacha is a moitzi mechaver al v'raya. V'iyav tabach domi. If you already the butcher already gave money to the seller, boilus yirayim apik to get the money out. There has to be a raya. Freiti gemara kasha v'amai. If what we just said by machal par v'chamar. By my Baal Behema Lacy Rai, here's being a Raya, because who's the Marikam of the money? The original owner of the money is the butcher. So here, if he wants to hold on to money, he should bring a Raya. By my Baal Behema Lacy Rai, Venukim, he should, if he just said by Machapar Vakamar, you know who's bringing a Raya? The Baal Behema, the Tabak should bring a Raya. The Baal Behema, who's holding on to the money, should bring a Raya, because even though he's the Muxik, but since the Marikama, the original owner, really is the butcher of the money, he has to bring a right. So he said, Machpar Machamari, bring a right. So, Chari Takasha on this Tanatuna, on this Shmuel, says that Machpar Machamari, the Baal Chamar, has to bring a right. So, my answer is no. The case of the Brisa, which says that a Moitse Mechavera al Raya is Lo Yav Tafkadomi, the butcher didn't give money yet, and the Baal Behema wants money. And we're saying no, he can't be Moitse the money. Break the Gemara, my Pascha. But Shver, I'm saying, if you hold that really, that if the even if he collected the money, even if he collected the money, the Baal Behema would have to bring a Raya. So why did it say, Lashon HaMoitzim Mechav HaRaya? Just say, Al Behema Lavi Raya. Baal Behema Lavi Raya. Because that's the halacha. We're saying, that really, the Baal Behema always has to bring a Raya. Say if he's Moitzim money, and say if he's holding on to the money. So then, let the Mishnah say, Al Baal Behema Lavi Raya. HaMoitzim Mechav HaRaya sounds like, only if you mean mighty money, you have to bring a raya. So it's a kasha on this pshat. So the Mara says, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel never said this halacha. Shmuel never said this halacha. El Kiosi Rami Bar Yecheskel, who was the brother of Rabbi Yehuda. He said, don't listen to what Rabbi Yehuda said b'shem Shmuel. It's not true. Halachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said something else. Whoever the suffix was noilad, he has to bring a raya. It's really like a similar to kan nimtzu kan hayu. He's saying is that the Baal HaPara has to bring a raya. In the case where the Baal HaChamar made a mashicha on the para, and now the Chamar goes to the Baal HaPara, and when you go find the Chamar an hour later, you find it's dead, the Baal HaPara has to bring a raya. Because it's noilad and his rishus, since it was after the mashicha, so therefore, it's his rishus. It's his rishus, and therefore he has to bring a raya that it was dead before the mashicha of the parah. That's what he says. V'tana tuna kala, and the raya is kala, like Shmuel, because Shmuel holds like Rava's pshat in the Mishnah. We say kanim tzikan hayu, and just like in our Mishnah, if you find a mum beveis avia, who has to bring a raya? The av. If you find the Beis Baal and the husband's rishus, you find the mum, then he has to be a raya that was developed before. He said, "Kan nimtza kan oyu." Whoever was found, that's what has to be a raya. So it's mamash the first raya by Paran Chamar also. Whoever's rishus is in, he has to bring the raya. So it's the first raya from our Mishnah that he said, "Kan nimtza kan oyu." Whoever the suffolk is noilad, that's we have to bring a raya. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha from this Mishnah we just learned from Masechta Shulim. A needle that was found in the thickness of the stomach walls, the Eidavesa Kaisis. It says over there, Moitzi Mechaveirei Olav Araya. Vidilo Yov Tavach Domi. And if you didn't give money yet, Baal Behema Boilas Yeraya, it's being a Raya Mapik. Vamai. Why? Why would the Baal Behema have been a Raya to get his money? Sveika Vashus Tabach Yalal. We were Suffolk Neulad after the Shechita. It was a Vashus Tabach already. So that's what, why would you say that he has to be Moitzi money? And for the Gemara, the Yav Tavach Domi. The case is that he already paid for it. So now, the butcher wants to get the money back. And we're saying then, the butcher can get the money back because it was smelled his rishos. That's pshat. So really, the butcher always has to bring the raya. So why is he using Lashon Moitzi for a raya? Who said the case was he gave money already? Well, my Pascha, Stom of the Milsa, usually the case is, Kamod Loyav Inchichiusa. Until you pay for it, you don't get Yechaya, you don't get your Behema. And therefore, it makes sense you pay for it, and therefore, you just lost your Mitzvah Raya. Really, the Lach is, really, to say, the Tabach always brings the Raya. Which always brings the Raya? Why? Because it's Nailed Rishusai. And that's what's coming out, that's the Vart, Kan Nimtze Kan Hoyu. Even though you have Chesed Guf, it says it happened the latest, Chesed Guf says, have latest time possible. This is a Musa called the Kanim Tzikan Hayu. So therefore in our Mishnah, we have found Beis Avia, we say Kanim Tzikan Hayu. And the father has to bring a raya. When it's in the Baal, we say it's Chesed Guf, and Kanim so is in the Baal's Rishus. Here also, by Behem also, whoever is a Rishus has to bring the Raya, and Taka, Macha Parva Chamar, the Bala Parah has to bring a Raya. That's the Halacha. Whoever, if it was after Mashiach, after the Bala Chamar, when the Mashiach and the Parah was found, then the Halacha is Bala Parah has to bring a Raya, the Chamar died before the Mashiach. Zotim Maravaita. Turn the Mishnah, the Chacham Oimrim, this whole discussion about Mumin, Beveis Avia, Beveis Bailo, who has been Raya, is only if it was Beseisa. Mumin should be Seisa, hidden Mumin. Ava Mumin should be Galui, any Yochalita, and you can't tie anything because you saw it and you're in a spies. That says in our Mishnah. Omer Rav Nachman, the Nichpe, which is like epilepsy, Mumin should be Seisa Dami. It's Mumin should be Seisa. Why? Like the Gemara explains, I remember the Kvila is man. If it has a certain time that she knows when she gets these attacks, so it's like a woman should say, so why? Because she knows that when she gets those attacks, she'll make sure not to see the husband at that time. So therefore, when he had an issue, and he had no idea, you know, they were engaged, they had a kedushin for a year, but every time she had an epileptic attack, she knew it's coming, she packed out. But if she is no kvilas man, then it's like a woman should go, because she would have been caught by someone in the family, something would have happened. She couldn't hide in her brios if she doesn't know when it happened. If she knows when it happened, she knows she'll hide every time she gets an attack. And it was called Mumin Shavisaisa. But when it's not Kabila's man, therefore it's like Mumin Shavisaisa, and we assume that the husband saw it and accepted it, and therefore you can't taina Mekhtais anymore.